What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. Guys, today, I was telling myself today, well, first of all, I hope you guys are having a wonderful Monday afternoon. Like I was saying, I woke up today and I was telling myself that, you know what, screw it. Instead of me doing my week to week picks every Wednesday, I decided, you know, that I'm gonna spend most of my time with you guys, you know, because I barely have anything to do. But you know, clean my house. But I decided I'm gonna spend my time with you guys and talk about the Giants and just talk to you guys about, you know, this team as the season continues. Obviously, because, you know, things might get crazy as the season continues for this football team. The Giants are 7-4. They're still in the postseason. Thank God. Thank God. There was a lot of crazy football. There was a lot of crazy football being played. During Thanksgiving week, we had two overtime games. The Jacksonville Jaguars beating the Baltimore Ravens, coming back from that huge deficit, beating the Ravens by a touch, beating the Ravens by a point. The Browns beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in overtime. The Raiders, you know, they beat the Seattle Seahawks in overtime. You know, there was just a lot of crazy football being played all this week. You know, the Washington Commanders, you know, they're coming off a win, beating the Falcons by stopping Atlanta. By stopping the Falcons scoring a touchdown. You know, so there was a lot of crazy football. You know, the NFC bracket the playoff bracket for the NFC conference looks pretty crazy. I mean, we all, you know, we got the Philadelphia Eagles as the number one seed. We got the Vikings as the number two seed. We got the 49ers as the number three seed. We got the Buccaneers at four. Still the number four seed. The Cowboys are the number five seed. The Giants are the number six seed. And the Commanders are the number seven seed. Literally, guys, the entire NFC East. Listen to this, because this is probably going to be the most craziest thing I've ever said on my podcast. The entire NFC East is in the postseason right now. The entire NFC East. A division that no one expected to be nearly as good as it is this season. Every team in this division is literally in the postseason. You know, this division is clearly one of the best divisions in the NFL. You know? But look it. I just want to talk about the Giants because we're going to be playing a meaningful game this week. We're going to be playing our arch rival, the freaking Washington Commanders. Washington, the Commanders, they've been pretty good so far. You know, Washington, they're on the three-game winning streak. You know, I'm sorry, Washington fans, but the Giants, we have to end it. We have to end that winning streak because, well, this game matters for both teams. You know, I think this is a game that could go either way because Washington, they're playing better football than I have expected them. Taylor Heinicke is clearly the better option than Carson Wentz. You know, the Commanders' defense is really solid. It's not great, but it's good enough. And, you know, Washington, they're playing some great football. You know, this team is playing a whole lot better than I expected them to be. So, this is a game the Giants cannot, go easy in. We got to go into this game aggressive. We got to play angry football, you know. Now, good news, Giants fans. The New York Giants, they will be getting some of their pieces back. The Giants, there's been reports saying that the Giants will be getting Azeez Ojulari back, which is going to be huge for our defense, you know. The Giants will also be getting Evan Neal back and Daniel Bellinger. Huge pieces. And they're also going to be getting Ben Bredesen back. No John Feliciano. There hasn't been a report on if he's going to return. Xavier McKinney, he's still going to be out, which is going to suck. But since we have all our pieces back, we have an opportunity to end this losing streak and to go 8-4 and somehow get back in second place if the Cowboys lose this week. You know? So we have an opportunity. And I'm confident enough to say that we will win. And I'm not trying to play spoiler here because, you know, I do my picks on Wednesday. You know? But even though we lost to the Cowboys, which irked the hell out of me, because now the Giants, this is going to be the 10th time that the Cowboys have swept us. And I just really, even though we lost though, I was very proud of the guys that came in and played. You know, we didn't get swept. We didn't get destroyed by the Cowboys. You know, we played a very good football team. Who is a possible Super Bowl contender? You know, as much as I hate saying that, this is a Cowboys team that has a great defense. You know, they have a quarterback that can make plays. You know, this team has a lot of great receivers. You know, but look at the things Dak Prescott has, and look at the things that Daniel Jones has. Imagine if the Giants had a CeeDee Lamb, or imagine if the Giants had a Michael Gallup. Give me one of those guys, and I would be fine. You know? I do appreciate Darius Slayton, though. This guy, he is Darius Slayton. And I said this while watching this guy play. Darius Slayton is making this—he's making his case on why he should, you know, be a New York Giant, because that play he made, that big—I don't know—it looked like a 70 or 80-yard catch he made over the Cowboys secondary right at the dot. Right, I thought it was a touchdown, but he was down short of the goal line. Darius Slayton, he's making his case on why he should be on this Giants team, you know, and I'm happy that we needed him. I'm happy that he's on this team, you know, and like I said before, guys, in my podcast, Daniel Jones, Darius Slayton, he is going to get the most work because this guy is literally the only reliable receiver on this receiving corps, because he can make plays. He's been with the team for a while. He knows the system. He knows this offense pretty well, and he knows the guys, because this guy, he's been, you know, the last time he was drafted was 2 or 3 years ago. So Darius Slayton, as the season continues, he's gonna get a lot of work coming in for him. because he is literally the only reliable receiver the Giants have. And he, you know, because Kenny Galladay, he's not doing anything. Wando Robinson's out, and you know, Sterling Shepard, he's out. We don't have any receivers that can make plays. Darius Slayton, he might have a field day. You know, because the Commander secondary, it's not as dangerous as the Cowboys. You know? So Darius Slayton could have a field day. But he might not, because the Giants might stick back to the run game. Because we are getting Evan Neal back, you know, which is gonna be huge, you know. But now that I got that out of the way, I just wanna say this. You know, the Giants, we're gonna have to go into Sunday and we're gonna have to play. I wanna see the New York Giants team I saw when the season started. And that's running the football down, you know, running the football really hard and, you know, just finding ways to get to the end zone, you know. That's what I want to see, you know. The Giants have one of the best running offenses in the league, you know. Look at the Giants' playoff outlook is pretty straightforward with 6 games to go. Barring something unforeseen, there are 3 teams vying for 2 spots. And the loser of Sunday's game against the Commanders at MetLife Stadium will be behind the 8 ball the rest of the way. So yes, the postseason will, for all intents and purposes, begin in early December. You know, the Cowboys have a game on the Giants and own the tiebreaker. That ship has sailed. The Seahawks are a game back, you know, but they also own the tiebreaker. So consider that a tie. The Lions have the tiebreaker too, but, you know, it's hard to imagine they will be a serious factor down the stretch. And the Falcons are a division or bust team. So, you know, this will all, in my opinion, When I look at the playoff picture for the entire NFC conference, this will all likely hinge on what the Giants do against Washington and how they compare to the Commanders, you know, making Sunday's game even more important. Washington currently has the edge in the divisional record. You know, the Commanders, they're 1-2 in the division to the Giants 0-2. The Giants have not won a game yet in this division. So this could be a big opportunity for the Giants, you know? And conference record. The Commanders are 4-4. The Giants are 3-4. Tiebreakers, you know? So look at it. If there is one saving grace for the Giants, it is the Commanders' remaining schedule. It is as challenging as theirs. You know, Washington, they don't have... Washington's remaining schedule is not as easy as the Giants. You know, the Cowboys, they still have to play. The Commanders, they still have to play the Cowboys again. And the Commanders also got to play the 49ers on the road. They, you know, Washington, they also have an easy game against the Browns, which I don't know if that might. I don't really know about that game because Deshaun Watson, he is expected to return for this week. You know, when Deshaun Watson, when he makes his return home against the Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson, you know, he's going to have some games under his belt. So there could and likely will be plenty of twists and turns to go. But the ride will not be as wild if the Giants take care of business when they can. You know, I'm going to say this though. If the Giants do lose, which I'm going to be so pissed off if that happens, their season will not their season will not be over, but they will be in bad shape. This is about as close to a must-win as it gets. That's all I'm going to say. This game is as close of a must-win game as it gets. You know, everything that I just explained is going to depend on what happens between the Giants and the Commanders. This is going to be a fun game, probably. I'm going to share my live reaction to you guys about this game, because this is a huge game. These are two teams who don't have different winning records. The Giants are 7-4, the Commanders are 7-5, you know? But we should win this game. The Commanders are favored to win this game by 1.5. You know? So you can easily assume that it could go either way. You know? What I want to see, I want the Giants to run the ball with Saquon. Run the ball with Saquon. You know? And try and put Daniel in positions where he can reach the end zone and score touchdowns. Just like how they play against the Texans. They ran the football pretty well. And once they had an opportunity to get into the end zone, they used Daniel and they threw Daniel into the end zone, and look at, we scored touchdowns. That's what we need to do. This game could go either way, though. I'm hoping we win this game, because I don't want to see the Giants somehow lose grip of their chances of somehow clinching a playoff berth. You know, the Giants have been, you know, the Giants, we've been, this team has, you know, this team has been, we're, you know, we've been hanging around in this conference for a while, you know, but we're starting to lose our grip. How about we go to the store, you know, and we go and buy a new pair of grippy gloves, or, you know, grippy, you know, something that we can hang on to, or maybe we can find a magnet and we can somehow, you know, turn our hand, you know, cut our hand off and make it that into a magnet so we can hang on to the playoffs. You know, because that's what we're going to need. You know, because this is going to be a huge game. And the Giants, we have to play aggressive. We cannot let Washington in this game, because they can score. The Commanders, they don't have bad players. They have receivers. They have Terry McLaurin. They have Curtis Samuel. You know, they have, you know, they have Gibson, who can ball. Now, there hasn't been any report on if Chase Young is going to play this game. You know, but we should win this game. And I'm confident enough to say we will, and we will be 8-4, and we will still hang in to the playoffs. Let's win this. But that's all I got to say. Let me know how you guys feel about my thought. Just let me know how you guys felt about what I had to say today about the Giants and this big showdown. Because we got to win. We got to. But anyways, that's all I have to say for that. I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. And yeah, I'm out. Peace.